Welcome to It Starts at Home, a weekly podcast where we have honest conversations about what discipleship looks like in the home. Our hope is to come alongside parents by providing biblical truth and practical tools for raising kids and teens. We don't claim to be experts and we haven't written any books, but we do love families and want to help them build their foundation on Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, my name is Thad Yessa, and thanks for joining us for another episode of It Starts at Home. I'm here with the artist formerly known as Allie Keaton, my co-host, Allie Toole.
Hey, Thad. Long time. I mean, I see you, but long time no record.
Yeah, the podcast has had seen better days. But a lot has happened since then.
A lot has happened. There are a lot of life updates. So, as Thad alluded to, I got married back in November to the love of my life and my best friend, David, and now my last name is Toole. And Thad, your life updates seem a little bit pretty exciting.
Yeah, since the last time we recorded, my wife, Nikki, and I found out we are expecting our third, and we are having another girl, so three girls.
Girl dad.
In my house, girl dad, as well as we've moved. We bought our first home. We've moved into it. We're mostly settled at this point, but really those life updates and the holiday seasons and us running ministries and fundraisers has left the podcast a little bit on the back burner.
Right. But with the new year, I think we are both eager to get back into a routine, consistency. This podcast is something that we both believe in and are excited about the opportunities that are connected with this. So we're back. It's a fresh start. We're back for It Starts at Home. So I think today we thought we would just go ahead and give an update of what is this podcast. If you're new to listening, if you are wondering why you hadn't heard from us in several months, what is it? Why do we do it? And what can you expect from us?
Yeah. So you might be wondering, like, why the name It Starts at Home? Mm. And I think a lot of that is faith starts at home. We know, we believe that children are a blessing, that they are a gift from God, that Jesus tells us in Matthew 19 that they are valuable and they are precious, but they are also a huge responsibility. And God gives us blessings and he requires commitment. He wants us to be good stewards of the blessings he gives us. And so as parents, as caretakers, we have a certain responsibility to our children and to God.
Yeah. And we talked about how a parent, you really only have, this is what that penny thing was in my office, Dad. A parent has 936 weeks between the child's birth and their graduation, 6,552 days, which sounds like a lot when you think about it, but like six, that's a lot of things. So I don't have 6,552 things, but when you measure those as days that you have with your child and you know all the other things that come with life, school, extracurricular activities, like the things that you do, you recognize that your time as a parent with your kid is small. It's short-lived.
And yeah, so we can think about all the different things that may go into the discipleship of your children. You have Sunday school, kids ministry, youth group. You might think, I bring my kids to church every single week, but really that's just one, maybe 2 hours out of 168 hours of a child's week. Between school and sleep, practices, all those things, on average, parents get 60 to 80 hours a week with their kids, including mornings, evenings, and weekends. And truthfully, that's a lot of time to connect with them that children's directors and youth pastors and youth leaders and kids ministers and all that really don't have that kind of time and value. And we recognize that if someone's going to have an impact on your child, it should be the parent at home who has the most time with them.
Right. And like Thad said earlier, with God giving us that blessing of kids, he's requiring that commitment and that responsibility from us. I think of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 7, where it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with your might. And these words I command you today shall be upon your hearts. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and your gates. So when we're thinking about this time that we get to spend with our kids and this call that God's given us to discipleship, to teaching our kids who God is, to know and to love him, we recognize that parents, we have a big call, and that's the purpose of this podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to give you parents resources and tools and encouragement and a community to do that with.
And we recognize that family discipleship, that it isn't a one-size-fits-all. That works well for my family, might not work well for your family. Mm-hmm. And so even though it doesn't look the same, and it's messy, and it's not easy, and it takes a lot of intentionality, that we as parents will not do it perfectly.
Right.
And that's okay, because God gives the grace to accomplish what he desires for us. And we just want to walk alongside you in this process and provide the resources that Allie talked about and bring in speakers that speak better than we do, that have expertises or even degrees that can help us better communicate with our children, with our students, to really come alongside you and provide that help that you might need.
Yeah, so I think today in this episode, we just wanted to give, you know, a recap of where we've been and why we have this podcast. But I'm thinking we're kind of spitballing what we had in our very first episode of this podcast. And though we said all these things about what the podcast is, we did say that discipleship in the home requires five things. We came up with five things in our first episode. And I think, you know, it's not... We don't expect anybody to do it perfectly, but if you're thinking, like, what does this look like in my home, a couple of those things. The first one's intentionality. So you're not going to do anything right if you aren't intentional. Like, it's not going to just happen by osmosis. We're not just going to disciple your kids. Through your example, they'll see some ways that they should live, and they'll maybe get an inkling of who God is, but you have to be intentional. It requires you to say, this is something that I want to do in my home. This is something that we're going to do in our home. We want to raise our kids to know and love the Lord. So you have to be intentional.
Second, it's going to take a sacrifice of time that with as much or as little, depending on how you view it, time you have with your kids, that if you're going to want to disciple them, that it's going to take time. And a sacrifice of time. You're going to make choices. We do this every day. We decide something is worth more time to me than something else, whether it's to watch that show or go through the drive-thru to get that coffee. And the same is true with discipleship at home, that you're going to have to ask the question, what am I willing to sacrifice, or what am I going to sacrifice so that I can have this family discipleship?
Yeah. Discipleship at home, it requires prayer. Sure, with your family, prayer as a family, prayer when you're doing quiet times together, but also prayer as a parent, prayer for your kids, prayer with your spouse of, yeah, let's be intentional. Let's see where we can sacrifice our times. Prayers over your kids, prayers for extra spaces and measures where you can just like interweave this into your life. But prayer is a huge piece of it, because you can have all the great intents, but you need God's help in order to do this.
Fourthly is Bible devotion, that we recognize the foundation of all of this is the scriptures and through what God has given us in his word, that it's going to take Bible devotion, that you can't expect to teach your children about God if, one, you yourself does not know tons about God. And he's revealed himself, yes, through creation and nature, but more intentionally, he's revealed himself through his word.
Right.
That the deeper you go in your understanding and your devotion to the Bible, the greater capacity you have to convey that same truth to your child.
And finally, it would be worship. I think we can touch on this in a couple of different facets, but I would go ahead and say discipleship at home requires you to be in worship with the body. That requires you to be a part of a church community, to attend worship with your kids. That's a piece of the puzzle that they're going to understand the bigger picture when they see this body of believers coming together for worship. But it should also be something that you practice in your own home, a time of worship together as a family. And like Thad said, it's not one size fits all. Family worship in your home with toddlers might look different than your family worship in your home with teenagers. But it's coming up with routine and practices that work well for your family and making sure that you have all these pieces in it.
And so that kind of wraps up where we've been, what we've talked about. But we want to talk about, hey, where are we going? Where are we headed? This episode is called A Fresh Start because it's a new year. It's a fresh start for us. And I think one of the most exciting things that we have coming up is our parenting conference, Foundations, a parenting conference. And it's taking place really in just a couple months.
Don't scare me like that, but I'm very excited that it's coming up March 4th and 5th. So if you are local to the St. Louis area, March 4th in the evening, that's a Friday night, Saturday, March 5th, that's all morning and early afternoon that day. And a couple preliminary details, $30 a person, $45 a couple, so you do get that discount when you come together. You might be worried, but wait, I have children.
We are providing childcare, so that $30 or $45 covers not only childcare for your kids because we want it to be accessible to everyone, but it'll include your ticket, a box lunch, light refreshments, that it's going to give you everything that you need for really just a small amount of money.
Yeah, that's easy peasy. But so this parenting conference is something that we're excited about because we're the ones hosting it. Last year was probably... Okay, I got married. That was a highlight. But
your second
highlight. My second highlight from the year was our parenting conference, even though we did it, you know, in the middle of a crazy COVID season. Like, it was so impactful. I think our vision and our purpose behind the conference is, you know, we give out these resources on the podcast and our ministries, but at this conference, we were able to cultivate communities. So we had people attend the conference, attend these sessions together, and in those sessions, build community with one another. And I think that was, for me, the most encouraging piece was to watch people connect with each other. But Thad, from you, like, what is this conference? Why would people be excited about this conference? What can they expect at the conference other than free childcare and a box lunch?
Yeah, what you can expect is we're gonna bring in a musician who's gonna lead us in some great worship sessions leading up to our keynotes, and I'm really excited about our keynotes this year. We're having a couple come in, and they're going to lead those for us from a pastoral ministry perspective as well as a family counselor perspective, doing that together in really practical ways in which we can cultivate a relationship with our children to really help them flourish and help them grow and help them love Jesus. But more than just that is we're bringing in lots of different breakout speakers to speak on a variety of topics that these are people who are experts in their fields, whether it's ministry or counseling, or they've been a parent for a long time.
Right.
That we recognize that you and I, as good as we are at our jobs, have certain limitations.
Right.
And so we're bringing in other people from other churches, from other communities, which I think is really great, that this isn't just the church where you and I work at, but we're really seeking to help parents all across the St. Louis area.
Right. And I think that that's our hope and our prayer is that you'll come, you will be encouraged by the experience, that you will find community with other Christian parents in the area where you live, and that you'll leave with these tangible tools and resources, things that you can apply in your home. I'm thinking, I can't give away all the breakout sessions yet, but the ones that I'm most excited about, how to pray with your kids, a tangible thing that you can take home. So I think sometimes, like, you talk about a concept and you're like, oh yeah, that's something that's going to take a while for me to cultivate and work on, like not yelling in anger or not responding this way when this thing triggers me. But how to pray with my kids, like if that's something I can take home today and start practicing. And so, but we're still going to give you some of the other stuff too, of how to communicate well, how does an adolescent's brain and body work together, and why are my kids the way that they are? Different models of attachment in parenting. So I think there's some really exciting things to learn about that are, like you said, that are coming from professionals who are experts, because we don't claim to be experts, but we do claim to love Jesus and love families, mm-hmm. and so we want to provide this for you. So if folks are not already convinced, where can they go to find out more about the Foundations Conference and to grab their tickets?
Yeah, they can visit our website at discipleshipathome.com/foundations. And also on that website, we're looking to build that out this year. So one of the other exciting things we're going to add in 2022 is a blog post, but not just by you and me, but we're going to get other people to write, so that weekly we're putting out content that's helpful and encouraging and gives these kind of snippets of, hey, here's something you can add into your life, or hey, here's something you might need to be aware of that your child might be facing in the culture.
Yeah. And additionally to the conference, the blog, we are committing to being consistent on It Starts at Home, the podcast. And so we'll be having weekly podcasts. We will have, like Dad said earlier, more guests. So we are hopeful to get a lot of our breakout speakers from our conference to have guest episodes on the podcast to share a little bit more about what they shared at the conference and their field of expertise. We're going to wrap up our church series that we started. So we started a series last time we recorded, whenever that was.
Many months ago.
That was talking about parenting in the pew. And what does it look like for us to prepare our hearts for worship with our family, to come and to engage our kids in the worship service. So if you didn't listen to those last two episodes, I would encourage you to go back to fall of 2021 and listen to those of why we should include our kids in worship with the body and what it looks like to prepare for that on Saturday, because preparing for worship is actually a Saturday decision, not a Sunday morning decision. And we're going to continue that off with, what does it look like to engage our kids in the sermon? What does it look like to engage our kids in worship? How do we teach them about baptism, tithing, communion, all of these facets of a worship service and of being a part of the body of Christ? We're going to break those down. That I had an idea that as we are recording more podcast episodes, as we roll out the blog, my thought would be that we get some feedback from our parents. Like, if there are topics and things that they really want to hear and see, that we would encourage them to email us and that we could cover those in the podcast. What do you think?
I love it. Maybe we'll have a phone-in episode where people can call in and we'll answer their questions live. We need hours of prep time for our podcast. But no, we are excited about this new year, new season, exciting things coming up with the conference and the blog posts and the guest speakers and the weekly podcast. But I think most of all, we're just excited to be doing this to help our families and any parent who's listening to grow, because we recognize that parenting is hard and it's difficult and it takes a village. And if we get to play some small part in helping a parent point their child to Jesus, like, that is great. And maybe we'll get swag in the future too.
Amen.
But anyways, we love our listeners and we look forward to what this next year holds. Thanks for listening to It Starts at Home. We hope that today's episode has been helpful and encouraging to you. If you enjoy this episode, we ask that you share it with a friend. You can stay connected by subscribing to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.